Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, what's up, and welcome to another episode of Elite Mic Club. I am your host, Mr. 770. Shouts out Blog Talk, GMRDropBombs.com, Facebook, everybody checking in. Just getting in today. It's been a long day today, you know. Definitely want to get everything situated. Got a special guest for y'all today. Paul the Unbreakable will be on talking about his new upcoming track. So definitely stay tuned. I got him on the line already. You know how we do. We always get in, get settled. So shouts out to everybody who tuned in to the show. You can find us on GMRDropBombs.com or you can log on to blogtalkradio.com/Mr770 to find the show. And if you want to call in, give your shout outs, talk to Unbreakable while we got him on the line, you can definitely call in at 929-477-1095. That's 929-477-1095. So lock that into your phone anytime you want to call in and check out the show. You can use that number for the Blog Talk shows, for the Elite Mic Club. And artists, if you're interested in getting your music on the show, all you have to do is log on to the Facebook page, GMR Radio, GMR Drop Bombs Radio, and send a message over. Somebody will give you all the directions on how to get your music uploaded to the server so that you can be in the 24-hour rotation, as well as how to get on and get an interview set up. So just log on. That simple. Somebody will message you and get in contact with you and give you all the information. As always, you know, I got to run the track one time, and then once we run this track, we're going to come back, then I'm going to bring in Unbreakable, and then we're going to run it. You know, the name of this track is called Bang. So tell me what you think. Get on those lines. The call-in number is 929-477-1095. Again, 929-477-1095. You tuned in to Elite Mic Club with your host, Mr. 770. Always remember, you can catch this podcast aired again in the 7th spot on GMR Drop Bombs Radio also. So let's find this track, man. I'm going to look through here, see what I got. What's that? There it is. Here we go.
Shout out to Sinister List for producing the beat. My Italian brother from another mother. Good looking, bro. Told you we international, y'all. Let's go.
Bang everywhere that we go, when we go, my music bang everywhere that we go, when we go, my music bang everywhere that we go, when we go, my music bang everywhere that we go, when we go, when we go.
Hold on, Unbreakable, cut that hook, man. Spit that real heat, bruh.
With the lean like an aristocrat, and I'm learning MCs only wish to rap, and I decided for machines in a system that will only really get worse when they deplete this crap. So on the pressure, I agree to keep my distance back. Too many jerks, they treat where your resistance at. They are perfect to the crew, optimistic rats. I'm too conceited to compete with all this pit a pack. It's more tweets than real beef where your pistols at. They mislead in the seat, well, I bring the facts. I secrete on the beat, they just sing and clack. Got your repeated deputy, I so pissed at rap. If you want me to succeed, I'll assist with that. I'm preheating when I'm thinking, no assist with that. Hit you with a cold breeze like a winter snack. By time she didn't know receipt, I bring autistic back. Ah! Why they climbing the charts? I'm too busy trying to climb up in art. They just want to get a mention. I just want to push my bitch in. Pop icon, that's not my call. When you fizzle out, they want to endorse you with all. The style I bought, it's not my fault. You're about to see how nice I am. That kingdom come, that will be done. Stock up your land when the real guys come. When the real war's won. And the new war's formed. Can it be a king, but a stone ain't won. You want to be a G to the OGs come. Down charge you been informed. We are coming for your boy.
They turn their brain into a pyramid scheme.
But that big link in the gypsy was my pyramid beam.
Look, man, these rappers nowadays, bruh, they don't spit like you, Unbreakable. You're a real dude, man. You make it do what it do. But look here, man, I'm gonna need you to step your game up on this second verse, bruh. Bring it your all, man. Show them why Bentley Records signed you to a deal, bruh. Spit that heat on this next verse, bruh. Come on, dude. Let's go. Come on.
My music bang everywhere that we go, when we go. My music bang everywhere that we go, when we go. My music bang everywhere that we go, when we go. My music bang everywhere that we go, when we go, when we go.
Still independent, but my deal was a different. You should know when I'm spitting, they will kill for my giving. If you feel it with my limits, you will feel it and living. You will heal from your sinners, so surreal how I'm living. Oh, catastrophic topic, critics wishing I would stop it. Drop a caution that they're propping in my testing, got a notch and second caution. And my logic is decided like a Martian, and my noggin is robotic. I'm happening in my rocket. Chronic got some city popping, kids that wild in their pocket. Then I caught it, guess I got it, that's an embryonic concept. I'm just watching from my office like a Phyllis type of prophet. Here's disaster episodic like an alcoholic comic. Speaking supersonic, captain, hey, someone that's melodic. My electronic tigers, one and tonic, and ironic. Putting tonic in that molly, the cosmic is chaotic. Only other thing, cousin, I've forgotten how I got it. Now I'm back having fun again. Now I'm back on the road again. I was home with friends, now it's time for my foes to end. I'm going out with a bang, and I'm still insane. The only one in my lane, ha, and I'm still gonna
my
fake.
Music bang everywhere that we go, when we go. My music bang everywhere that we go, when we go. My music bang everywhere that we go, when we go. My music bang everywhere that we go, when we go, when we go.
Georgie Lee Mike Club, I'm your host, Mr. 770. That was Bang by Unbreakable right here on GMR Drop Bombs Radio, Elite Mike Club. Shouts out to Unbreakable. Let's get him on the line, man. I'm going to go ahead and pull this line up, see what we got. What up, man? You on the line?
Yo, what's going on, bro? Tony, what's going on, bro?
What's up, man? How's it going?
Man, it's going, man. It's going, man. Definitely want to just thank you for playing the track, man, showing the track love, appreciating true lyricism in this era of rap that's so bland. I appreciate it, bro. Thank you.
Man, thank you for putting some real lyrics into your craft instead of that mumbo rap bullshit that we've been had to hear for the last couple of years.
Oh, my gosh. I know. Boo. I can't. It's not rap for me, man. It's really not. You want to call it something else like mumble music or, you know, whatever you want to do it. Just don't call it rap. I'm a lyricist.
I'm with you, man. I love it. I love it, man. It's getting watered down for sure, man. That was the whole purpose of the Elite Mike Club, man. I started doing this back in 2007 and decided, you know, that it was just a way to go out and find artists that may be overlooked, you know, and give them, you know, a chance to hop on our little plateau here at GMR Radio and GMR Drop Bombs and shine, you know, because a lot of people, everybody out there doing music. So it's hard to, you know, try to find that artist, you know. It's so much garbage, it's hard to find that artist. So that's why I search out to find you guys and, you know, definitely, you know, blast and support all the music that I see y'all doing. I was on your Facebook page. I was over on your, I think it was a YouTube page as well, and checking out some of your tracks, man. I really like the music and the movement that you got going.
Thank you, man. Like I said, I've been doing music since 2003, man. As an artist, like I haven't sounded one album. Sometimes I sound, you know, 10 different ways on one album. You know what I'm saying? It's just all about growing as an artist, man. I've been doing this since 2003, and like even later on in my career, like, you know, I didn't know any producers, I didn't know any beats, so I taught myself how to make beats. I taught myself how to record in my own studio and stuff like that. Just been hustling, man. Just been hustling and getting my music out here, and I'm just now, you know, getting legs in it. So, you know, that now you see me promoting on Facebook, YouTube, social media game on Swag, man. So I just continue to push my music out there, man. Just waiting for that one chance, man. I most recently signed to get with Billy.
Nice. I was checking that out with the Billy Records.
Yes, sir.
That's hot.
Yes, sir. Oh yeah, definitely. Like I'm working on this.
Let everybody know where y'all at. Where y'all out of? Because I know everybody be like, this Georgia. We used to be Georgia Elite Mike Club. I changed the name to Elite Mike Club because we've been trying to, you know, branch out and find artists all over. So definitely tell everybody where you at and how to find you.
I am. Well, I'm from Cleveland, Ohio. You can find me. My face is called William. My Instagram is Mr_Unbreakable_FSC. That's where you find me at. If you want more of my music, like every single song, you can go to frontlinesoldiersmusic.com. That's where all my stuff is, pretty much.
All right, man. That's what's up. So, man, when you I know you said you taught yourself. So that's always, to me, people who go in and sit down and take the time to learn how to use Pro Tools or learn how to use, you know, whatever program they're using to make their beats, or even some people take the time to learn live instruments or whatnot. To me, that's mastering the craft, because I think it's not only being an artist, it's not only being just a vocalist or somebody that rap, but also someone that knows music, someone that can understand music and master and craft a beat, or you know, at least know what goes in behind crafting a beat, so that they'll respect and value that a little more. So when did you start? You said you started doing, you already told me that. So when did you, what were your influences, I guess? Like, who stuck out the most to you as you was coming up?
Ah, man, well, growing up, you know what I'm saying, I was born in 87, so I'm an old head. But I really ain't started studying old hip-hop to, like, my teenage years. So, you know, I'm just growing up listening to the normal, you know, your Snoops, your Tupac, your Biggies, your Dre, and, you know, stuff like that, and...
Yeah,
80s babies. That's when I, 80s babies. Yeah, definitely. I rock with it, man. But in my teenage years, I really, really started getting into it. I'm like, what? I can do this. This is one of my biggest influences. Because so sweet. Because I grew up, man, like 90, I think I'm going to say I got into Jay-Z probably. I wasn't with him in 96, a reasonable doubt, but like 99 when he dropped, I think In My Lifetime, and I heard that Jigga What, I was like, ooh, wee, okay.
When,
like, I might be able to do that. Like, when his style changed, right. Because, you know, 96 was his real gritty years. I mean, he was, you know what I'm saying, still the street dealer on the corner, you know what I'm saying? But when he started...
It seemed like after that CD, he started really focusing on music. Like, you could tell the difference in his style after that track, that CD.
Right, because Reasonable Doubt to me is more like a mixtape. You know what I mean? It's more like a mixtape. But after that, he started dropping real albums, like real lyrical. People hate on Jay-Z, but the dude is a lyrical cat, and he was one of my influences growing up. So now I'm listening to Jay-Z. I hear Eminem, I hear Ludacris on the radio, Madman, Redman, Method Man, DMX, Rough Riders, Cash Money, all these people. Now, this was when hip-hop was hot. So this was like when I was a teenager, and they really started, you know what I'm saying, influencing me. So I'm crafting my style. When I first started in 03, I didn't even have a style. Like, I'm just sounding like how they was. Now, when I got older, I started studying, you know, I'm 16 years old at the time. I'm like, oh, shoot, let me try to sound like Jay-Z, Redman, and stuff like that. No identity at all. So when I get older, like into my 20s, I'm like, let me start studying the old heads. Let me study a Rakim. Let me study a Big Daddy Kane. Let me study a KRS-One, a Kool G Rap. And let me break down their lyrics. And, you know, Rakim and Big Daddy Kane, they had that internal rhyme. They rhyming like three or four different rhyme schemes in one line. I'm like, oh, my God, that's hot. I'm like, I need to teach myself how to do that. So that's when I started getting, you know, even more lyrical. And I'm like, I'm studying Public Enemy now, and I'm seeing what's going on in the world. I struggle as a black man, you know what I mean? I'm like, this is really getting real. I could put this in my rhymes. I could do this.
You
know what I'm saying?
How that go full circle. You know, it go full circle. You know, it was way back in the 80s and 90s. And like you said, I'm in the same era as you. I was born in 81. So, you know, it's one of them things where you watch. We didn't catch that culture of like you said, the EPMDs, the Rakims, the, you know, the Public Enemy. You know, we would all catch a tip of that NWA trying to sneak and listen to it when mama wasn't looking. But, you know, it was one of them things where we didn't really get a piece of it until we hit our teen years. And when we hit our teen years and we could really start to dabble into that music, you started to hear what they was talking about. And it made us kind of, you know, even though we had the era of what I call the Legends era of the 80s babies, where we got the Master P's and the Nas and the Jay-Z and, you know, Tupac and Biggie. We got all of them in that little span there. But then that group that was right behind them had so much knowledge that they was kicking because of what they was going through at that time. And now we going through it. So and when we hit our teens, we was in that same predicament, so we could start to relate to what they were saying a whole lot more than we could when we were a little younger. So I totally feel where you're coming from with that, because I was the same way. I didn't really focus on a lot of the older hip-hop until I got into my mid and later teen years, and I was like, man, these cats right here was really going hard.
Right. Dude, I was just like, it was just good music before, you know what I'm saying? Now I'm going through it. I'm like, okay, now I am getting, racially profiled by police. Now I am seeing the racial injustices that they was all talking about, that Public Enemy was talking about back in the day and stuff like that. So,
yep.
And I was like, okay, let me put that in my music. And like I said, later on, like, because my talent is God-given. I always knew how to write. That is what it is. But I had to teach myself how to make beats because I got so much. You know, one day, and oh man, the first beat I made was terrible. It was horrible. I was like, okay, maybe I didn't need to call a producer or something. Maybe I need to do something, but I didn't give up, man. That determination. I just stuck at it every single day, studying every single piece of that. And then, like, I even started using, like, samples and stuff because, like, on the beat side, Dr. Dre is one of my influences, Kanye West, just Blaze with beats. They don't need these awesome beats, you know what I mean? So they was awesome, man, and I started making beats, man. Eventually, I had my own studio and taught myself how to record and edit my own music, just being a James Brown of rap, pretty much. Just a one-man band and just, you know, doing what I had to do.
Got to make it happen, man. Got to make it happen. So, but tell me about the concept of the track, man. Tell me, you know, what kind of, and who made the beat? You know, I saw the beat, man, on there. I just didn't say nothing. But who made the beat, you know, and, you know, what, how the concept came about. And then we're going to run the track one more time, and then we're going to come back. I'm going to ask you a couple more questions, and then if we got time, we're going to take some calls if some calls come in. I got a couple of questions that came in on Facebook, so I'm going to go through them. But
okay,
definitely tell me what your concept and stuff was of the track.
Oh, shout out to Sinister Lift. Man, this dude is one of the best beat makers in the world. He's from Italy. Now, I'll tell you how this story became about because I never met him in person. I never even talked to him on the phone. He's from Italy. So I'm doing my normal networking. I'm putting my music out there. And he inboxed me one day. I was like, man, you got some slick music. This is my page. Why don't you check it out? So I check out his page, and I'm hearing all these beats. I'm like, man, this dude got some nice beats. I hit him back or whatever, and I'm like, can I use your beat called Bang? It was a beat. It was literally called Bang. I'm like, can I use that? He was like, oh, yeah, no doubt. You know, just give me my shout-outs, give me my credits, and you can do what you do. And, you know, and in between, you know, we talking and chopping up each other, you know, letting us know each other's styles and stuff like that. So when I finally got around to making the beat, I'm like, okay, you know, I'm going to keep the name of it Bang, and, like, I didn't expect it to be as big as it was, because right now we almost up to 2,000 views on his Facebook video or whatever. So I'm like, I'm making it. I'm like, right. Thank you. So I'm like, okay, what is this? Because like when I'm writing, I let the beat talk to me, because every single beat got a different story. And I'm pretty much just saying, like, look, I'm a lyrical cat. I'm in the genre right now where lyrics are not appreciated. So let me describe how much I am of lyricists on this track, and let me expose all these non-lyricists out there, whether you mumble rap or, you know, whether you're just not talented at all, you know what I'm saying? That's just that's just the concept. And I'm like, my music bangs everywhere that we go, period. Wherever I go, my music gonna bang, and it's gonna, you know what I'm saying, it's gonna leave a legacy. It's timeless, so they're gonna be playing this 20 years from now. So, and that's how it came apart.
I love
and
that.
As far
love
as the fast part, I never rapped really fast in my life. I guess that's just going as an artist. The beat did it to me. I'm just going in.
It brought it out. It brought it out.
Yes, sir. The beat brought it out. Man. He's nice with the beat. So we're going to have another collab. We're going to be working together plenty of much in the future. Look forward to it.
All right. Well, bet. Well, here it is, man. I'm telling y'all heard it right here first on Elite Mic Club. Unbreakable. Bang. Another exclusive, man. I told you, I bring it to you. Let's go.
Shout out to Sinister Lift for producing the beat. My Italian brother from another mother. Good looking, bro. Told you we international, y'all. Let's go.
Bang everywhere that we go, when we go, my music bang everywhere that we go, when we go, my music bang everywhere that we go, when we go, my music bang everywhere that we go, when we go, when we go.
Hold on, Unbreakable, cut that hook, man. Spit that real heat, bruh.
I'm
rugged to the lean, like an aristocrat. And I'm a learning MCs only wish to rap. And now they searching for machines in a system that will only really get worse when they deplete this crap. So when I push your iron critic, keep my distance back. Too many jerks to mistreat where your resistance at. They are perfect to the screw out the mist of rats. And too good to compete with all this pit a pack. It's more tweets than real beef where your pistols at. They mislead in the seat, will I bring the facts? I secrete on the beat, it's a sing and clack. Got you repeated deputy, I'm so pissed at rap. If anyone wants to succeed, I'll assist with that. I'm preheating when I'm thinking, no assist with that. Hit you with a cold breeze like a winter snack. By time she didn't know receipt, I'll bring autistic back. Ah! Why they climbing the charts? I'm too busy trying to climb up in art. They just want to get a mention. I just want to push my bitch in. Pop out kind, that's not my call. When you feel it all, they want to endorse you at all. The style I bought, it's not my fault. You're about to see how nice I am. That kingdom come, that will be done. Stock up for your land when the real guys come. When the real war's won. And the new war's formed. Can it be a king, but a stone ain't won. You want to be a G to the OGs come. Down church, you been informed. We are coming for your boy.
They turn their brain into a pyramid scheme.
Where that big lick in the gypsy was my pyramid beam.
Look, man, these rappers nowadays, bruh, they don't spit like you unbreakable. You're a real dude, man. You make it do what it do. But look here, man, I'm gonna need you to step your game up on this second verse, bruh. Bring it your all, man. Show them why Bentley Records signed you to a deal, bruh. Spit that heat on this next verse, bruh. Come on, dude. Let's go. Come on. Come on.
My music bang everywhere that we go, when we go. My music bang everywhere that we go, when we go. My music bang everywhere that we go, when we go. My music bang everywhere that we go, when we go, when we go. Still independent, but my deal was a different. You should know while I'm spitting, they will kill for my giving. If you feel it with my limits, you will feel it and living. You will heal from your sickness, so it's real how I'm living. Oh, catastrophic topic, critics wishing I would stop it. Drop a caution that you're propping in my chest and got a notch and second caution. And my logic is excited like a Martian, and my noggin is robotic. I'm happening in my rocket. Trying to catch the city popping, kids that wild in their pocket. Then I I guess I got it, that's an embryonic concept. I'm just watching from my office like a Phyllis type of prophet. Hit this as an episodic like an alcoholic comic. Speaking supersonic, captain, hey, someone that's melodic. My electronic cycles, one time, get ironic. Pentonic and Amali, the cosmic is chaotic. On the opposite end, cosmic, I've forgotten how I got it. Now I'm back having fun again. Now I'm back on the road again. I was home with friends. Now it's time for my foes to end. I'm going out with a bang. And I'm still insane. The only one in my lane. Ha. And I'm still gonna my music bang everywhere that we go, when we go. My music bang everywhere that we go, when we go. My music bang everywhere that we go, when we go. My music bang everywhere that we go, when we go, when we go.
Right here, GMR Drop Bombs, GMR Radio. That was Unbreakable with Bang. Got him right here on the line, man. You still there?
Yes, sir. I'm still here.
That's what's up, man. I like that track, man. And like I told you, everybody, just a rundown, everybody that's got the doing the interviews on the Elite Mic Club, all the music goes into the regular rotation on the database for the GMRDropBombs.com. So it'll run through rotation. And shouts out to everybody that's been tuning in to the site and catching the shows over there. You can also catch me over on GMRDropBombs.com from 7 to 9 today. I'll be running the 7 spot. And from 9 until 11, you'll be able to catch DJ Major Moves with the Major Mix coming out of Daytona, Florida. So he'll be broadcasting out of Daytona, Florida. And also, while I'm thinking about it, next week we will have the start of a new DJ on GMR Drop Bombs broadcasting out of D.C. So he'll be broadcasting out of D.C. So definitely tune in to D.C. Hollywood. Got DJ Mark coming up later on. This Sunday we'll have DJ Shifty on from 3 to 6 with that Cali vibe. So y'all definitely tune in with the DJ Shifty 6 Cruising Mix from 3 to 6 on Sunday. Man, it'd be so much going on, Unbreakable, man. The station been popping, man. We just been getting it back up and running. And it's just a pleasure to have you on the show, man.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt, no doubt. The pleasure's mine,
so what
bro.
You working on right now? Tell me what you got coming up, you know what I'm saying? And again, one more time, get a rundown on where everybody can find you in case they missed it at the beginning.
You can find me, Paul Unbreakable Williams, on Facebook. My fan page is Unbreakable Music. My Twitter is Unbreakable FSE. My Instagram is Mr. Unbreakable _ FSE, and if you want to find any of my music, it's on frontlinesoldiersmusic.com.
There you go, man. There you go.
So next time you run your next, you know, your next single, man, you got to hit me up, you know, shoot it over to me. I tell all the artists, man, if you post anything to my page, I will listen to it. So if you're looking for some critique or you want somebody, you know what I'm saying, to give you some feedback on a new track and be straight up, you're more than welcome to always post your music to GMR Drop Bombs, and I'm always going to listen to it. Once you see the like, you know I did check it out, man. So I definitely let everybody know that. I know it's hard to get feedback sometimes in an era where everybody think they're a rapper, so everybody going to tell you your shit garbage.
Right. True that.
So.
But, my upcoming projects, I'm dropping the EP for Bentley Records. It's going to be called the Reality Rap EP. It's going to include Bang on there. I got about three more tracks I'm going to include on there. No more than four or five. And I'm dropping an album. I was actually working on this before I signed with Bentley Records, called The Blood, Sweat, and Tears Story. So due to copyright issues, I might just go ahead and drop that on my website so people just listen to it, download it, whatever. It's still good music. And I'm going to drop a full-fledged album for later this year.
All right, I like it. So y'all heard it right there, man. Y'all be on the lookout for that release of that Blood, Sweat, and Tears, you know what I'm saying, on the loaf, so y'all can catch that. And as always, man, support your local artists no matter where you are, no matter where you are around the world. And artists, I encourage you all to do exactly what Unbreakable did and network with other artists in other areas, man. Do not confine yourself to the same producers and the same DJs that are in your local area. In order to, you know, branch out and get out there and get your music heard by a lot more viewers, you definitely want to start to network with these out-of-state and out-of-country even artists and producers. So, man, that's just some you know, a little knowledge.
Absolutely.
Man, I'm over here about to choke to death. I shouldn't have swallowed. But, yeah, man, I'm sitting here just, I got caught up for a minute. I was like, damn. Yeah, man, definitely. Thanks for coming in, man, and tuning on to the show. Big ups for being on time and showing punctuality, something that a lot of artists don't do, you know, and that's something that comes with your craft, man, and that's what this show is about, you know, artists that are trying to craft themselves to take it to that next level, and I definitely see you going to that next level, man, and I wish you much success in the future.
Absolutely, man. Same to you, bro. Same to you. I see you being bigger than Sway one day, bro.
Man, I be trying, man. I tell everybody I enjoy what I do, man. I did the 1420 AM on the AM station. GMR Drop Bombs was on actual radio for a minute, and we did that. But the purpose of bringing it back on this year and starting the show back up is we're shooting to run an FM station at some point. So we're going to try to build these ratings up and get all you guys on an independent FM radio station and broadcast this Elite Mic Club and these interviews the same way we're doing now so that y'all can get it on a wider spectrum.
Absolutely. I respect that, bro.
All right, man. Thanks for calling in. We out, man. Thank y'all for tuning in. You can catch me again at the 7 to 9 spot, www.gmrdropbombs.com. You'll be able to hear this podcast in its entirety again on the 7 to 9 spot. I'll be playing it sometime. Also, if you tune in to me today on GMRDropBombs.com, I'll be telling everybody how to win their $20 iTunes or Amazon gift card. So definitely tune in and check out the show. And like always, remember, if you don't craft your shit, ain't nobody going to listen to your shit. It's been your boy 770. We out.
There's